birthday with Fury. So bring your friends and make it a party. Fury, the best way to get in and on the waters of Key West. Call 305-294-8899 and book your next adventure today.
Too much sun, sand, sailing, spirits, shopping, and shenanigans? Keep calm and get your spa on. At Ocean Wellness Spa and Salon, our licensed, skilled therapists have you covered from head to toe. Services include massage, natural skin care, natural body treatments, full-service Aveda Salon, natural nails, and acupuncture. Call 305-320-0500 or book online at oceanspakeywest.com. 829 Symington Street, Key West, with parking around back.
Hey, this is John from Lexington, Kentucky. You're visiting Hillbilly Attorney, and you're listening to WIIS Key West.
Hey, Key West, is the Gilmore Girl. I'm here with you until 6 p.m. We usually do mostly music here, but we're having a little bit of a special guest here today. So welcome Dr. Dudley Danoff to the Gilmore Girl Show. Thanks for calling in to us here. You're over in Los Angeles, is that correct?
Yes, I am. So we have weather almost as good as yours, but maybe a little drier. We need some of your rain out here.
Yeah, we don't get much dry here at all.
And we don't get much wet, so we should get married.
Yeah, there you go. So you have a new book that's out. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, the title of the book is The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. It's been out for about a year. It's available on Amazon, all the booksellers. I am a urologic surgeon. I spent most of my life doing urologic oncology and had this idea to write this a populist book about male genital health when I realized that a lot of our guys and the girls that go with them and the guys that go with their guys know very little bit about their personal apparatus. So,
well, there you go.
man's favorite part.
Yes, indeed, right? Yeah, you've got some good names on the back cover of your book as well, some popular names. And your tagline here is banish stress from the bedroom and make sex fun again.
That's it. The most fun you can have without the getting arrested. So whatever happens between two consenting adults behind closed doors, as long as you practice safe sex, I'm all for it as a health professional. We have all kinds of patients. The hospital that I work at is called Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the sort of the central part of Los Angeles, right on the borderline of Beverly Hills and West Hollywood. So we have a lot of show business folks. We've got a lot of people in the business. We've got a huge gay community in West Hollywood. So we see everybody.
Well, there you go. That's quite a few people.
Well, absolutely. We see gays, bis, trans, heteros, with almost the full alphabet soup.
There you go. And then, yeah, this book has a lot of good tips in it. So what do you think is the main thing that probably men miss out that they could get from your book here?
Well, I think it's a matter of the power of positive thinking as applied to their favorite part. So, unfortunately, every man wishes that he had, you know, a bigger penis. I hope that's okay in Key West to say it. It's a body part. It's not a pejorative word. I say that the penis to the urologist is what the elbow is to the orthopedist.
There you go.
Shouldn't be giggling about it and being embarrassed about it. So it's genetically determined. You can't make it bigger, wider, fatter. You just can't do it. And anybody that thinks about it or buys something over the internet promising them something that they can't deliver, benefiting the seller infinitely more than the buyer, is out of luck.
There you go. Yeah.
It's interesting, Kathy. You know, I've probably seen more penises than can fill the Rose Bowl in my 40 years as a urologist, and I've never heard a woman, I'm not sure about a man, I never heard a woman come and say to me, Dr. Danoff, could you make my husband, my partner, my mate, can you make his penis longer, fatter, wider? I've heard them ask me, can you make it a little firmer and attach it to a sweeter guy?
There you go. Yeah, that probably can't get help with that through your book, probably.
Yeah, that is definitely in the book.
Yeah. And then what about, you have some tips for the upcoming holiday here? The Valentine's Day is on Friday.
Oh, absolutely. So, the best aphrodisiac, Kathy, is love. So forget about rhinoceros horn and goat gonads, and a box of chocolate is fine, a dozen roses are even finer, but the greatest aphrodisiac is love itself. So give to your partner all you can with all your heart, and I think you can expect to receive something in kind. I mean, but they're all practical.
Right, that's a great sentiment.
Yeah. Well, there are practical things that any sensible person could do, not only on Valentine's Day, but they should do it regularly, particularly a man. I mean, certainly you have to exercise regularly. I mean, to have sex is a vigorous physical activity. You know, upper body strength, lower body strength.
There you go. There's some good tips for you, folks.
So cardiovascular fitness is really key. You want sexual fitness. Cardiovascular fitness, I think, is a great hand-in-hand. I like to think that you should minimize your consumption of fat, low cholesterol. You have to certainly control your weight. I think refrain from smoking. Smoking is the biggest no-no ever.
And when you say restrict all these things, is that because of, what is that, for blood flow, for...
Nicotine is a vasoconstrictor, means it narrows the blood flow, it narrows the arteries. And that's the exact opposite of what you want to happen to get a good firm erection.
So don't go for a cigar and a steak on Valentine's Day.
Well, I think I would say maybe at the end of the evening when everything is exhausted, that would be okay. But, yeah. I mean, excessive drinking and drugs, with the drugging of our American male, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
Regular checks of your blood pressure. I mean, sometimes ED, erectile dysfunction, is a manifestation of some other serious problem going on, like hypercholesterolemia, high blood pressure, maybe latent diabetes, atherosclerosis. So ED is often a red flag, and you should, if you're having that problem, go to your doctor and have it checked.
Okay. Is there some certain age where that starts to be more common, or just if you ever have an issue, maybe it's a sign of something going on with, what, your prostate?
Yeah. Well, the prostate issues, usually we say about 40.
Mm-hmm.
So every man...
That's 40. Younger probably than most people think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So first of all, prostate cancer is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be 170,000 new cases in the United States alone this year. One in seven men will get prostate cancer in a lifetime. Excuse me. So our objective as urologists is to catch it at an early stage.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. Yeah.
Still confined to the prostate. And the way we do that is with a blood test called PSA. It's not an airline.
Okay.
Prostate specific antigen.
Yeah.
So it's our way of making that diagnosis early. And if we can make the diagnosis early, we can definitely cure the patient of prostate cancer.
Okay, that's good to know.
And even given the worst case scenario, where you have a relatively young fellow with a very aggressive prostate cancer,
mm-hmm.
we have this magical robot called the Da Vinci robot, so we're able to remove the cancerous portion of the prostate robotically, preserving potency, preserving continence. I mean, it's without making an incision, and essentially as an outpatient. I mean, it is the miracle of miracles.
That's good. Yeah, that's come a long way.
Absolutely. So those are kind of, in a nutshell, the things that I would recommend.
So to speak.
Yes, right, so to speak, right. Touché.
There you go. Do you have any questions you're dying to ask, Wayne Dasper?
Hi there, this is Wayne Dapser, and I'm here listening on here, and we were talking before the show, Doctor, on here. You know, Doctor, some of the myths that people have on the thing of these, the pills, the erectile pills they have out there, do they work? Are they effective?
Hello?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry to say, I could not hear the question. It was not on mic, or it wasn't in my ear.
Aha. Uh-huh. Can you hear me now?
Now I can.
Aha. Uh-huh. I guess it's Wayne Dapps. We were talking before the show on a few things on here. Some of the erectile pills and medications that they talk about people, are they effective? Do they really work?
Oh, absolutely. So we're talking about the magic blue pill.
Yes.
The class of drugs is called PDE5 inhibitors, the most famous of which is Viagra and Cialis, which is a slight variation of the same pill. It's a little longer acting. Those are drugs of performance. They are not drugs of desire. They are vasodilators, increased blood flow to everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the thing. They're not all just for ED, correct?
Well, I mean, so they're miracle drugs for the older fellow with ED, atherosclerosis, coronary artery disease, vessel narrowing, and they're abused or used or even abused by the younger set who want to be the weekend warrior.
Yeah.
So I love the tagline of Cialis, which you see on every sports ad ever. It says, if your erection lasts more than 4 hours, call your doctor.
Right.
My erection lasted 4 hours, I'd call everybody I know.
There you go.
Yeah, those are
great drugs. It's a billion-dollar drug. They are available generically, so they're very, very, very inexpensive. They're extraordinarily safe, except for one class of patient with coronary artery disease or something called angina with exertional chest pain, or anybody taking nitroglycerin or drugs like that.
Gotcha.
They just don't mix with the magic blue pills, but they are legitimate pills.
Ooh, that seems to cover a whole lot of people who in the older range wind up with some kind of heart condition or arteriosclerosis type thing.
Well, arteriosclerosis is not a contraindication to Cialis or Viagra, only if you're taking nitroglycerin. So, as a natural, almost the natural process of aging, everybody has some arteriosclerotic changes with narrowing of the bloodstream, diminished blood flow to man's favorite part, and these drugs actually increase blood flow. So there's a lot of older guys smiling more frequently than they were smiling 10 years ago, I can tell you that.
Yeah, there you go.
Practicing your urologist.
We're talking to Dr. Dudley Danoff, who's talking about his book, The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health, How to Stay Vital at Any Age. It's Beyond Worlds publication, and this is available on Amazon and anywhere you buy books, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is the second edition. When was the first edition out?
Well, it was about 3 years ago. So what the difference is between the first edition and the second edition is a lot of the medical facts. So the kind of psychological approach, the power of positive thinking, some of the funny cartoons and tongue-in-cheek stuff in the first edition, but there have been lots of changes, the robot probably being the most prominent.
Gotcha. I just happened to open the book to the frequently asked questions, and there was one that's pretty relevant for where we both live here in Key West and the Keys and you in L.A. Why do I seem to have more penis power in the summer?
Well, because you don't know anybody that's going to Alaska or the Klondike on a honeymoon.
No, that's true.
It's all about vasodilation. So
Right. Blood
vessels like warmth. Warmth dilates the blood vessels. It increases blood flow to all your favorite body parts. So the simple answer is sex is better in Key West than it is in Nome, Alaska.
There you go. You should talk to the tourism board.
Oh, boy.
Come up with some new taglines for us down here.
There you go. Yeah.
Doc, here's a question for you, people have. What is, people talk in terms of the inability to get an erection, or they're losing the erection frequently, especially if they've been with a partner for a while on here. Does this usually have anything to do with being physical, or are there other things that you see affecting things?
Well, from a physical point of view, I mean, what do you need for an erection? You need blood flow, you need endocrine balance, circulating testosterone, you can't have diabetes, but there is, especially with men, a tremendous, tremendous psychological factor. So I often say if all the other things are intact, it's 99% between your ears and 1% between your legs. So, yeah, there's nothing, everybody knows something fresh and new is going to be exciting. I mean, just look at the porno industry. I mean, millions and millions, if not billions of dollars spent on this endless stream of pornographic material.
Right.
So there's something visual, at least for a man, that's very, very important. There's psychological factors that are as important as testosterone, your attitude, familiarity breeds contempt. I mean, the old Shakespearean saying, but... sex is a very complex issue.
Sure. So do you...
There's no question that for a man, new, in most circumstances, probably better.
Okay. You talked earlier about things not to eat, but it says here that you can invigorate, easy for me to say, your sex life with superfoods. So what are the superfoods people should look for?
The superfoods, basically low fat... Low calories, mm-hmm. low carbs, and low glycemic foods. We have something called a glycemic index.
Right.
It's a measure of how quickly foods are digested. So high glycemic foods cause a surge in blood sugar,
right,
followed by a crash. So we want to stay away from those. So we want to eat fruits and veggies. When it comes to carbs, the lower glycemic index, for example... Brown rice versus white rice, whole grain pasta, avoid processed foods like white bread, white rice, breakfast cereals,
gotcha,
crackers. They all have a high glycemic index. So we also want to eat berries and veggies, and those are the foods that really do make a difference. And by all means, very, very low cholesterol.
Right.
Stay away from lipid-rich foods. So those are the basic ones. I don't want to be too clinical here.
Right. But basically, yeah, it's all that stuff too for overall health. It's all related. So what?
Yeah.
So there's all the old like stereotypes of, having like the oysters and all those sort of foods. So what do you think the perfect Valentine's dinner is for some Valentine's fun that evening?
Well, I think the appetizers should be kisses and hugs.
Yeah.
I think those are myths about oysters. And then if you look on the internet or on television, and every other ad is for some sex enhancement deal, cookie, lozenge, pill, suppository.
Right.
And I guarantee your listeners that it infinitely benefits the seller more than the buyer. I mean, there's nothing out there. The only real pill, the legitimate pill, is Cialis or Viagra.
Gotcha. Prescription. Yeah.
Absolute. Hogwash.
Gotcha.
So. Well, doctor, one question I was wondering on here is, people say is, can someone control whether they get an erection or not? Is that possible for someone to either create one or prevent one?
Well, I mean, if all the mechanism is intact, blood flow, hormone level, endocrine, vascular, neurologic.
Basically a normal person.
Yeah, so then, I would say normal stimulation will create an erection. I don't...
Visual or...
Yeah. I mean, you can certainly be psychologically in such a place that, its erection is inhibited. I mean, anger, for example, that's a killer. Keep anger out of the bedroom. Anxiety is an erection a killer. Self-doubt, we all had, as men, we've all had our erections fail. You got to take it with a sense of humor. And,
right.
The little devil has a mind of its own, and come back and, you know, rise to the occasion another day. You know, self-doubt if is a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know. It's like a dog chasing his, you know, tail in circles, decreasing circles until he disappears up his you-know-what.
So, right.
Yeah, so self-doubt is a no-no, anxiety, anger, all of those things. Yeah, there's a huge, huge, and I'm talking as a medical, a health professional, a surgeon, there's a huge psychological component. You know, I don't think that's a revelation
right.
to anybody.
No. Well, we really have enjoyed speaking with you. Your book, again, is The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. It's by Dr. Danoff. That's D-A-N-O-F-F. Available wherever fine books are sold. You going to come out to Key West sometime?
Well, you know, I grew up in the East. I used to go down to Florida a lot in the wintertime with my folks. I must say I never did get to Key West, so... and now that I live in Southern California, we go down to Cabo.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, which is your competitor, you know.
Yeah.
Down there.
Yeah.
The laid back attitude. So,
yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. I love your ads. I see your ads out here all the time.
Well, that's our Tourist Development Council right there.
Yeah. They're very persuasive ads.
Yeah.
Very, very well done.
That's fantastic. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today. I think it's right. Endlessly fascinating topic, right, Wayne?
Oh, absolutely. And definitely one that makes people's ears prick up.
pun intended.
Say the word SEX. Oh my gosh.
There's probably people driving off the road on their way home right
now.
If any of your listeners are ever out here in Southern California, say hello to me. I'm over at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and you can go to my website.
Yes, what is your website, by the way?
It's called The Ultimate Guide to Men's Health.com.
Ultimate Guide to Men's Health.com. What about, can they follow you on any of social media or anything like that?
Yeah, it's just Dudley Danoff at gmail.com.
Okay.
And
any questions they can throw your way.
Yeah, and the website has a lot of articles. They tweet on it. They can ask me questions. We interact. So
great.
Sure.
Well, that's good. Thanks for being so available.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we appreciate it. We hope you have a very happy Valentine's Day. And
well,
again, look for Dr. Danoff's book, The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health, How to Stay Vital at Any Age, again, available at bookstores everywhere and online.
Thank you very much for being with us, Doctor. You have a great afternoon out there, and we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Well, thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye,
right.
Kathy.
See you. Back to the music here on Island 106.9. This is Faith No More with the classic epic right here on Island 106.9, WIIS Key West Radio.
Dr. Dudley Danoff's book, The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health, is now available at your favorite local bookstore and all online booksellers.